Okay, so we'll move on to learn some of the dinim of bonus, soser, and makabe patish, just because if we left off in the middle of Korea and then Mechatech, and we were giving examples about opening Kalim, so I want to move into to understand bonus and makabe and soser and makabe patish, and based on that, we'll be able to have a hopefully better understanding of opening Kalim on Shabbos. Mishnah on Kuf Beis on the base. Habona kama yivne vihei chayiv. So Rashi already comments that the word habona means that we're going back to the Mishnah Ayin Gimel, where we began. One of the avos melachos is bona, and we have a question: how much do you have to build to be chayiv? Now, we don't know exactly the seder of the prakim. Tosfos already comments that the 11th chapter is about Hotza'ah. How come we have Bona after? I don't know the answer to that. The Tosfos Yontif tries to work on that, but that's a kasha. But basically, we're starting with Bona. How much do you have to build? Zuk the Mishnah, Habona Koshahu. Any tiny amount. And then there is a teeny girsa issue. Is it v'hamisateit or hamisateit v'hamake b'patesh u'b'ma'atzad ha'koideach koshahu? Right? In other words, bonez koshahu, then misateit. Misateit means that you square off a stone. And make b'patesh u'b'ma'atzad. Make b'patesh u'ma'atzad sounds like you... Rashi writes, make b'patesh is a different av malacha. You take a pick in La'az, and you crack a stone off of the quarry. So that's makom patish, that you remove a stone from the stone areas. You have to like bang it hard so that the stone comes out. And then Rashi writes, V'cho ha-goymer b'shabes melacha is a tolda of makom patish. If you finish any melacha on Shabbos, that's a tolda of makom patish. So again, the Mishnah says that bona is a koshahu. Makom patish, or Trashi understands, means that you knock a stone out, is also a koshahu. And hakoideach means you make a hole in something, is also koshahu. Zahaklal, kala osa malacha, Umelachto miskayemes b'shabes is chayiv. The rule is that if you do any malacha, and the malacha is miskayem, you're chayiv. Okay, so the pashtus in the Mishnah is that makom patish is that you're doing work on the cheftza of the malacha, and then you're chayiv. But Rashbag says that even if you makom a kornes al hastan b'shas malacha chayiv, mipneishu kun mitake malacha. Rashbag says that even though I'm not banging on the chafts of the malacha, but I have a hammer. My job is to smooth out certain pieces of metal. No? Let's say you were designated as the tzitz maker for the Mishkan. No? Kayin Gadol wears this tzitz, right? And your job is to bang metal very thin to make a tzitz. Now, to bang metal very thin, you have to have a hammer. And the hammer has to be perfectly smooth, no? If the hammer has any bleitos in it, it could rip through the thin metal. So you want to make sure that the hammer is perfectly smooth. So what you do is that you make al hastan. You take the hammer and you bang it on a little wooden block to smooth it out between every bang on the metal. So according to Rashbag, Make b'patish does not involve the cheftza of malacha, the item that I'm completing, but make b'patish involves the instrument to do the malacha. Correct? Correct. Eh, of course I'm correct. I said it. Right? It's obvious. Oh. Okay. So basically the Mishnah has a few halachos. Bona koshahu, and then the Mishnah talks about make b'patish, and there's a machlokes what makom b'patish in the Mishnah is, whether it's makom b'patish on the cheftz of malacha or on the stan. Look at Rashi. Mipnei shehu mitakein malacha. Rashi writes, "V'afapishainu maka ala pu'ula ela ala stan." Right, even though I'm not banging on the pu'ula is, how would we translate this in English? I don't know how to use like yeshivish terms of chafetz shel malacha. How would I translate being maka on the pu'ula? I don't know. You're the writer. You should know this stuff. I don't know either. Okay. Fine. Let's learn some Tosis together. You know what? Before we learn Tosis, turn back to the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Turn back to the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Now, the Mishnah gives the list of the 39 malachos. And the last malacha is Makeh B'Patash, nachon? How does Rashi translate Makeh B'Patash? It's the bottom Rashi in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. What does Rashi write? It's the last thing you do. Continue. Shekein uma nemake bekornas al hastan lahachlikai begemar malacha.
Yeah. You're knocking something off as the finishing blow.
It's the finishing blow, but what does Rashi say is the finishing blow? When the craftsman bangs his hammer on the block. So what's the problem with Rashi? What's the problem with Rashi, gentlemen? Explain more. I think you're like a stage in front of me. But the first kasha to ask on Rashi is, if I have a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rashbag, how should I paskin? The Tanakam is probably, right, the fact that he's unnamed indicates that Rabbi Huda Hanasi feels that he's the majority opinion. So I don't paskin like Rashbag. That's the pashtus, no?
Not.
Huh?
No, but I don't think he's passing like Rashbag. What Rashbag is saying is that it's not itself malacha, like of the alarm test. Right? It's the only chayiv because it's commits hakim malacha, which feels like different from an actual malacha.
Well, our Mishnah says it's mitakein malacha. Mitakein, I think, probably means finish it off. No. Or, what does metakein mean? Does metakein mean to fix it, to complete it, or to prepare it? But it doesn't matter. Huh?
Apparently more explanation what it means.
But it shouldn't matter, and I'll explain to you why. According to the Tanakhama, the Malacha Makeh B'Patash is only if I am doing something on the Cheftza of the Malacha, on the Pu'ula. No? That was Rashi's expression. If I bang my hammer on the block to smooth my hammer, if I'm improving my instrument, rather than improving the cheftza of malacha, I can't be chayiv according to Rashi. Right, according to Rashi within the Tanakhama. The Tanna Kamma is saying that Melacha of Makim Patish, Rashi tells me very clearly on Kuf Dalid, that according to Rashi Bag, the Chiddush is on that Makya on the Pa'ula, Ela Alastan, implying that according to the Tanna Kamma, I'm being Makya on the Pa'ula. And only if I'm Makya on the Pa'ula am I Chayiv. If that's the case, so everyone and their uncle jumps up and down and they spit wood and nickels and they say, how come Rashi and Ayin Gimel tells me that I'm makim b'kornas alasdan? How come Rashi says that when that is the opinion of Rashbag, but I don't paskin like Rashbag? You look perplexed.
I don't know how we know that you don't pass on like Rashbag.
Machlokes Tanakam Rashbag, I'm assuming no pass on Rashbag. You're right. There are Rishonim over here. I mean, I don't know Rishonim. One Rishon, the Me'iri, quotes one opinion that maybe you pass on Rashbag, and perhaps that's a Pshat in Rashi, but that is Ma'od Vol B'mashma. That doesn't seem to be the mainstream opinion.
You don't know in what area of Machlokes is between Tanakam and Rashbag.
Well, I see the way Rashi on Kuf Beis is explaining it. The Machlokes is, do you have Makim B'Patish only on the Chetza of Melacha or even on the instrument? And if that's the case, then what Rashi on Ayin Gimel is saying, that is Makim B'Patish on the instrument, is only like Rashbag.
But as he explains it in Ayin Gimel, it's only good with Chetza. Like he says, even though you're not really, you're not getting anything, your chayiv anyway because the din of Bakashakish is the Gemar Malacha itself.
But what's the Gemar Malacha on? What am I doing? What am I improving? Like, it's a little bit strange. Let's say you're right. Let's say Makir B'Patish means that the last action I do, I'm chayiv. But that should mean the last action on the Cheftza Shel Malacha. Right? To say that because at the very end of making my tzitz, I bang the hammer on the block and I put it down. By the way, Rashi in one place says hammer is martel. And that's what Rashi writes in Kuf Beis one place. That's like Charles Martel. Wasn't he like a French warrior? 11th century? Fine. But yes.
When you're hitting the hammer, just without the hammer, isn't that just fixing the hammer itself?
Well, I'm fixing the hammer itself, but I'm fixing the hammer in a way that I'm going to fix the hammer again and again and again and again. Is that makir l'chayra makir b'patish? If it's gemar melacha, makir b'patish means something that I'm done. If it's something that I'm done, and then I'm going to have to redo it, and redo it, and redo it again and again and again, one could argue that that is not makir b'patish.
But it is fixed until the next time you use your hammer, which might be...
So can I be chayav makir b'patish multiple times? I mean, it would be a little bit strange. No, doesn't makir b'patish mean the last action? How could I be chayav multiple times? So Rashi is difficult. The Ran and Laman Aleph on the Beis B'Dapei Harif asks the Kasha on Rashi. He says, Rashi, you're telling me that you're chayav from makir b'patish when you bang the hammer on the wooden block? You're wrong, because that's the opinion of Rashbag, implying that the Tanna Kamma does not hold that. Rather, says the Ran, makir b'patish means that you make the final blow on the chatzah shel melacha, on the pu'ula. So Rashi is difficult. But I think if we read the Mishnah on Kuf Beis super carefully, and we compare it to Rashi and Ayin Gimel, we could have a different shot. Okay, gentlemen, this requires close reading. Look at the Mishnah on Kuf Beis. I think you may have actually said this, but I don't know if you realize what you were saying. Read the Mishnah on Kuf Beis super carefully and compare it to the Lashon of Rashi and Ayin Gimel, and we might see something different. Read the statement of Rashbag super carefully. Bishas milach, and Rashi and Ayin Gimel says lahachliko. But there's another word that's even more critical. Gemar milach. Nachon. You see that, Ben? Rashi and Ayin Gimel is saying that makke bepatish is bishas gemar milach. On kuf beis within Rashi bag, it says bishas milach. So what Rashi is going to say is as follows. The critical difference between the Tana Kama and Rashbag is not so much as whether I'm acting on the pu'ula or on the instrument. Even according to the Tana Kama, I could violate Makeh Bepatish when I'm acting on the instrument. But the difference between the Tana Kama and Rashbag is, according to Rashbag, I'm only chayiv for makeh bepat, or according to the Tana Kama, I'm only chayiv b'shas gemar malacha. But according to Rashbag, I'm even chayiv b'shas malacha. Does makeh bepatish, but I believe all the English svarim translate makeh bepatish as the final hammer blow. That means bishas gemar melacha. But according to Rashbag, I'm going to be chayav bishas melacha. And you know what? That means that Rashi and Ayin Gimel is not explaining according to Rashbag. What Rashi and Ayin Gimel is saying is that even the Tana Kama holds that if you're makeh on the instrument, it can be makeh bepatish. The difference is that the Tana Kama is saying there has to be b'shas gemar malacha. So I think you have to learn the Rashi and Ayin Beis. That Rashi is saying that Rashbag clarifies a point, that it does not have to be b'shas, it does not have to be on the pu'ula, it could even be on the instrument. But that's a clarification of Rashbag, or the way Rashi is clarifying Rashbag. But Rashi is not telling me that the entire din of makeh bepatish is only on the pu'ula. It could be that everyone agrees that there is makeh bepatish on the instrument. Again, I don't know any other way of learning the Rashi. I think Rashi has the gears of bishas melacha in the Mishnah, not bishas gemar melacha. Now, I should note that if you look in the Rif on Lamed Zayin Bedapei HaRif, look in the Rif on Lamed Zayin Amalach Bedapei HaRif, the Rif's Mishnah says, the Rif has b'shas gemar malacha. So according to the Rif, the machlekes Tana Kama and Rashbag has to be whether you violate makeh bepatish only on the chetza shel malacha or even on the instrument. But if I have the girsa b'shas malacha rather than b'shas gemar malacha, I am not wedded to that idea. And I could say that that's the pshat in Rashi. So again, I have two mahalchim in Rashi. One mahalach is that maybe Rashi saw me a paskin like Rashbag. The other mahalach is that Rashi is saying, well, that Rashi is saying that you're chayiv only b'shas gemar malacha, not b'shas malacha. Now, to go to speak to a point that Ben made, that would imply that, according to Rashbag at least, I can be chayav a makir patash b'shas melacha. That means it's not the final blow. I'm in the process of building something. Now that would be a little bit crazy, no? Would that mean that when I'm building a house, every nail that I bang in is makir b'patash? Literally, every nail I bang into the house.
I don't think Rashbag is saying. I think he's saying that every time you hit the hammer on the thing, you're smoothing up the hammer.
But b'kitzur hamasa, whatever it is, according to Rashbag, I can violate makir b'patash 100 times in the context of building something. That is ma'ud lo mistaber. Like, our entire life, I thought that you can only be chayav a makir b'patash ones. There is a teeny discussion about this in the Mishnah Brura, in Simen Shin Tes Zayin. The Mishnah Brura in Shin Tes Zayin writes that winding a watch on Shabbos, no? Winding a watch on Shabbos can be makir b'patash. And the Mishnah Berurah says, if I have a watch that needs to be rewound every time, so that will be makir b'patash. That means I'm doing it many, many, many times, no? And I feel happy, that's going to be the malacha of makir b'patash. That's interesting, no? That's an interesting Mishnah Berurah. It's a very interesting line of the Mishnah Berurah.
I think you have a little bit of a problem with the Rashi and Kuf Gimel.
Kuf Gimel.
Yeah. Because he says that the case which the Rashbag is talking about, he says Shas Malacha, is where you do it 3 times on the task and then once on the stan to separate the cornice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not really.
So I think what Rashi means is as follows, and I wanted to make this point now. What Rashi and Kuf Gimel is getting at is that maybe according to Rashbag, it's not that every action that's part of a larger process to build something is going to be makir b'patash, but it's every action that requires tremendous umnos and daikanos. Right? We spoke about this a little bit within the Malacha Mechateich, but it could be banging in a nail is not a difficult thing. But banging gold to make it thin, and you have to be machlik v'patesh, that requires tremendous discernment.
Like winding a clock.
Like winding a watch. So does that require? So I don't really understand why the Mishnah Berurah. I'd have to find this Maramakam again, the Mishnah Berurah. But I don't understand why the Mishnah Berurah Aser is winding the watch. I have to admit, I don't get it. Pashtus should be that since there's no umnas involved. Here, look in the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Lamed Chasif Katan Tesvav. Okay? Let me show you the Mishnah Berurah. Shin Lamed Ches. So if cut in Tesco. Here, you can look at the Mishnah Berurah together. Shin Lam and Tes Vav. Read the Mishnah Berurah. You'll see that I'm right. Except I'm reading the Mishnah Berurah correctly. I think the Mishnah Berurah is saying that every time you wind a watch, you're in violation. That would be Makir Hatash. Now, I don't really understand that, because that would only make sense according to Rashbag. And even according to Rashbag, my understanding is it has to be like a professional action.
I think
Right. So how come I bang three times on the tas and one on the stan? What am I doing?
Because what he's saying is that the case when you're hitting every time you hit the stan, that's a final act. The process.
But how can I have a final act many times? Isn't that definitionally?
The first three blows are not a final act, right? The blows are
but I'm going like this: 1, 2, 3, bang. 1, 2, 3, bang.
Right.
I'm doing it many times. So how could it be that it's makir patash at every bang?
Every time you bang it, you're completing the form of the hammer. The hammer.
No, it's nothing.
But it's when you're completing the form of the hammer, right? I'm not completing the form if it gets ruined again and again. If in the course of its usage,
you separate the corners with the ball and stuff, right? That's what this thing is.
Makev a cornus alastan means the cornus is the hammer.
Right.
No, cornus versus is the martel. Martel is a hammer. Right. In other words, I need to make sure that that cornice is smooth. Now, maybe the pshat is, and I'll say it like this, that is exactly the same as a watch. You see, the hammer gets ruined every time, and I have to fix it. And whenever I fix something, I'm chayiv, even if I fix it many, many times. Now, if that's the case, winding my watch, I would rather if my watch goes all the time. The only thing is, that's ki'ilu, my watch breaks regularly.
I don't think that anybody would.
So maybe I'm chayiv for winding my watch based on this svara. Let me just give you an example that some of the poskim say. Do you remember wind up toys? Remember wind up toys? So do you violate makir patash when you wind up your wind-up toy?
If you thought you were that the watch was the same thing, what difference would it be?
So I'll tell you the difference. Because my watch, I'd rather it goes the entire time. When it stops, it's ki'ilu, the watch is broken. My wind-up toy, I don't want it to go the entire time. Right? The fun of a wind-up toy is that it goes a little bit, it stops. That's the fun of a wind-up toy.
I want to go back. I think you were. It's a misreading of Rashi to think that he cares it's about the hammer. What he's saying is that it's a direct comparison. Makir patash, the actual malacha, is you're standing in a quarry and you're hitting on a stone for a while, and then you do a different sort of blow that separates the stone from the quarry. In the same way, you're hitting with a hammer for a while, and then you do a final blow with the hammer, which separates part of the hammer. Right, it's a direct comparison. Like you're doing a thing which is like it's actually separating the stone from the quarry, and therefore it's makir patash.
But again, I don't understand. When I separate a stone from the quarry, that is a one-time action. When I bang my hammer on the stan, I'm doing that many, many times.
You could pull a lot of stones out of the quarry, and you're hitting off a bit of stone. Every time you hit your hammer.
No, but each time I get a new stone off of the quarry.
Right.
Makir patash means when I dislodge the stone
yes.
from the Mikar Machatzav
Tan. Right. And every time you hit your hammer on the stone, you're dislodging a different bit of hammer.
Oh, that's the way you're learning.
It doesn't have anything to do with Mar Malafa. He's not making any sort of conceptual comparison. He's saying when you hit a hammer, you're knocking off a bit of the hammer like a quarry stone.
Is that the way but I don't know if the Metzius is correct. I don't know if by the hammer I'm knocking off a bit of hammer. I think smoothing it means that you press it. I'm not dislodging any matter. I am pressing it down.
He uses the same, right? He says he uses the hachita. It doesn't mean just
the key is your Rashi on Ayin Gimel?
Rashi uses both actually. But both in the
I'm fixing I'm smoothing out the hammer. Because when my hammer has blitos in it, it's no good. By the way, this is not a minor nekuda. This is actually a really important point. Whether I can violate Makkeh B'Patish time and time again, which I want to discuss Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow. Hold it. I want to make one more ha'ara on the Gemara. And then, actually, you know what? We'll pick up tomorrow. Okay? We'll pick up here from tomorrow. I want you to do this top Taisus Makkeh B'Patish and think about how we can answer Taisus's Kasha. Right, or the second Taisa in the Perek, go on in the Gemara. What we're going to do is learn Gemara until Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, and then hopefully we'll have enough Yesodos that we can talk Halacha L'Maisa. Does that sound like a plan? I hope this would be Geshmak. I hope so. This is what I did with my...